Good day, good day, good day, everyone. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Hi. How are you today? How are you feeling? What's going on in your body? Have you taken a moment today to really check in with yourself? So let's do that right now. I'd like you to take a seat if you would. Please sit down in your chair or wherever. Find a place to sit down. I'd like for us to start taking some breaths. Taking some deep and slow breaths, starting right now with your first breath, moving it in through your nose, out through your mouth. First breath on three. One, two, and three. Letting go on the out breath. Second breath. On the out breath, make that sound. And your third breath, even louder sound on the out breath. I'm going to two more because it just feels so good. Feels so right. One, two, three. And on this last breath, really let it completely go. Let everything go from this day. Good. Good. Thank you so much. Now just returning to a normal breath, just rhythmic breathing, just breathing a little deeper than usual, just normal breath. Starting to notice your breath, where is it at today? Restricted or is it flowing? Where is your breath at? If it's restricted, check and see where it might be feeling restricted in the body right now, in fact. Perhaps there's a place in your body besides your chest and your breath. Maybe it's in your solar plexus, in your stomach, or maybe it could even be in a body part, maybe filled in your neck or your shoulders, your throat chakra, your throat. Where do you feel some restriction? Just noticing it, taking another deep breath. Breathing into that space in your body. Now on this next breath, letting it speak to you. I'm working with my solar plexus right now. I can feel some tension a little bit right there. My solar plexus is saying, it's all good, it's all okay. Good, thank you. So taking whatever message you just received from your body and letting it know that you hear it, I hear you, I feel you, and I see you. Saying that to this energy, I hear you, I feel you, I see you. Taking another deep breath. Good. And whatever you feel it might be remaining from this little short grounding work practice we did, please just bring that through for the entirety of our time together during this audio. Let it be supportive to you and that energy. You know, just remembering the body is consistently storing energy for us, especially when we are not able to get to it or know how to access it, or we don't know how to process it accordingly. So it just kind of gets stored in places in our body, right? Until we get to it, or we don't get to it. And sometimes it accumulates and can get stronger, and we can even feel pain in the body, right? Like our stomach can literally hurt, or our neck starts to really hurt. And as soon as you process the energy, it's like, wait, where did that pain go? It's not here anymore. Right, because you process the energy, you work with the energy, and what does energy want to do? It wants to move. That is what it wants to do, okay? So today, based on moving into 2019, I want to work with us on something so important, so spectacularly important, and crucial to making our 2019 the best year it could possibly be. And this is all around this practice of patience. Okay. Who of you right now just cringed at me even saying the word patience? Who of you thought to yourself, oh no, I've made some progress in the realm of patience? Or who of you think, I have not even begun that process or practice of learning how to be patient, and I am not ready to. Who's not ready to? You? Your soul? Or possibly the ego? Did you know that the ego is extremely impatient? It wants what it wants, and it wants it now. That's it. I want it now. If you heard that expression when someone says, I want it now, pretty much that's coming from the ego every time. Okay? This has been a huge deal for me to heal in this life. I came from very impatient parents, family. They just rush, 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 go, 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 do, do, do. What are we all trying to do anyways? Where are we going? We're just trying to get there. Get where? Get there. Where? Where's there? Somewhere, somewhere so I can feel at ease and who I am. Somehow I get there and then finally I'll be happy. Finally I'll be settled. Finally I'll feel at peace. And this is just not true. This is ridiculous. Our peace, our inner peace, our true worth, our value, it's all within us. And it doesn't come from outside of us. So no matter how much you rush, no matter how impatient you are to get what you want, and when you get it, finally, right, because you finally got it, and then it's like, okay, now I've got it, and then I rush to get it. Well, how happy does that make you feel? I mean, really, take a deep breath here. So we get what we want because we were impatient. But how happy does that really make us? How good about ourselves do we feel when we realize the way we got something that we wanted was through pushing and maybe even pushing people out of the way, or pushing energy out of the way, pushing life out of the way, pushing yourself out of the way. And then, look, I got what I wanted. Well, there's no true fulfillment in receiving what we want through impatience. Impatience is really just fully a rushing energy. It's a trying to get something quickly rather than trusting in the divine process of timing in life. And that is true. The divine timing of life is constantly happening. And if we can just get out of our own way and allow it to just unfold, it is true that we can experience what I say often when I pray, limitless possibility. Possibility, right? If it's limitless, is that true? Yes, it is true. I'll tell you why it's true. Because you, as I am, are a divine expression of God. And if that is true, which it is, then you have access to limitless possibility at all times. So now we're pushing through doors and we're trying to make something happen and we're rush, 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 rush. There could be a possibility right in front of you, a doorway that wants to open but cannot open because you are standing in the way of it. Because you've already chosen the door, right? You already know what door to walk through. You've chosen the door. You've opened the door, in fact. You're already walking through it. You're running through it, in fact. You're running down the street. And little do you know, spirit, the divine, God, the universe, however you want to call it, has been literally waving at you. Hey, 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 come over here. The door that you're meant to open is over here. And it would have been much more easy, much more graceful. It would have brought you a lot more joy. Yes, it would have taught you, as that other doorway that you walk through will teach you, but it would have taught you at a more accelerated rate, possibly, with more effectiveness, more love, more peace, more joy. This other door you walk through, yeah, you're going to learn from it. You might learn the hard way. You might run into a few obstacles or many obstacles. You might find yourself depleted at times, maybe even lacking in energy to move forward, in fact, because you're pushing. It's a pushing energy when you walk through this other door, possibly, because it was done from force, from pushing yourself through it rather than waiting and listening and letting the universe, God, spirit, the divine say, I got an idea for you. I got another choice for you. I've got this doorway I want you to walk through. Because you know what? The divine, God, spirit, the universe wants you to move forward. Wants you to discover who you truly are in this life. Not the next one, this one. How many of you want to discover who you truly are and fulfill your life's mission, fulfill your life's purpose, to discover all the beautiful facets of you in this life, not the next one or the one after that. This life. I say yes to that. I say yes to that. Let's say yes to that together. I'm going to lead you through a short prayer to help to bring forward more of this beautiful, uplifting energy that will hopefully help you move forward and choose patience as you walk forward. Let the divine support you on your journey to open the doorways rather than you pushing through with the ego on your backside, telling you to rush, 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 rush. Let's see how that shifts our year in 2019. Can you imagine if you start to practice patience? And patience is a practice. Each day you might find yourself sometimes successful at it and sometimes not. And I say the more we practice it, the better we get at it. Setting your intention in the morning. Today, my intention is to be more patient with myself, with others in my day. I highly encourage an intention setting practice in the morning. When you wake up, what's your intention around patience? Please set that before you start your day. And so we're going to move into this prayer together. It's a prayer. It's also a little bit like a guided meditation included in there. Okay? Thank you so much. Sitting in your seat, placing your hands over your heart space if you would, taking some deep breaths. Two more. Once more. Thank you. Moving into prayer together. Please say after me. Dear Mother, Father, God. Please repeat that. Please repeat these words next as well. I ask you to be here with me right now during this prayer. Hear my prayer. Repeat those words. For I am ready. I am ready to move forward in my life with patience. Repeating all those words. And now just listening to the prayer. I am ready to move forward with patience, Mother, Father, God. I am seeing that in my life, sometimes I have been trying and pushing and wishing things to move faster. I want them to move faster in the past. I thought that if it moved faster, then I could get there faster. And if I got there faster, then I would have what I want. And if I have what I want, then I can have peace finally. I can have happiness finally. I can have ease finally. I can feel less stressed. And I realize, Mother, Father, God, I've been tricked. I've been tricked by the ego. Of the ego on the planet, of the collective ego, of the individual ego within myself. I have been thinking that moving quickly, moving fast is going to get me there faster. And I realize that I've actually been possibly missing out on certain possibilities that are like right in front of me. Saying, hey, come here, come here. Showing me the way to truth, to love, to peace. That doesn't have so many obstacles, doesn't have so many stressful situations and circumstances. I realize now that I've been creating these stressful circumstances and situations. Life hasn't been happening to me. I've been creating them. I forgive myself. Please repeat after me. I forgive myself for any time that I've ever acted impatiently in my life. Please repeat those words. I forgive myself for any time that I've ever acted impatiently in my life. Take a deep breath. For I knew not what I was really doing to myself or to others. I was actually being really hard on myself when I was doing that. I was kind of pushing myself out of the way, not hearing myself. And I choose in 2019 to hear myself, to slow down and listen, to the divine, to the guidance system that's been divinely appointed to me, my angels, my guides, my masters. I call you them forward. I call you all forward right now to help me, to assist me, to hear me as I move forward and through the doorways that I know are meant to be walked through. Doorways that are meant to be walked through because they're the doorways that are going to help me discover more of who I truly am. And that is what I'm here for. That's what I say yes to. Please, Mother, Father, God, help me discover who I truly am, all the beautiful facets of me. And help me let go of everything and anything that does not serve me, that I've been hanging on to. Most importantly, in this moment, hanging on in patience, pushing energy, moving quickly, trying to move fast. I see now the ego had me tricked in the respect of seeing that if I move fast, supposedly, finally, at last, I would arrive. I have already arrived. I have me. I have my soul. I am a divine expression of God right now. My me getting what I want, impatiently getting what I want, doesn't help me become who I am. I already am. I am. I am a divine expression of God. Take a deep and slow breath. And I want each one of you now to envision yourself in a time that you might act impatiently. Maybe it's going to work or with your children in the morning, getting them ready for breakfast. I want you to envision yourself right now in that same situation or circumstance, acting patiently. See yourself walking slowly. See yourself talking quietly and slowly and lovingly. See this experience right now, seen in a different light. Bring light to it. Take a deep breath. Choose patience. Stating out loud, I choose patience. I choose patience. Again, visioning yourself in this experience, setting the tone for the future when it happens. A patient, beautiful experience will be the next one. Thank you. See it all happening. Taking a deep and slow breath. Thank you so much. Mother, Father, God, thank you so much. This is done. It is done. I claim patience in 2019. Most importantly, with myself. I choose to be open to limitless possibility and walking through the doorways that will help me move forward in my life. Thank you so much. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Thank you so much for joining me. Hey, you know what? If you find yourself in that situation that you envisioned yourself more patient in, and you find yourself more patient, and you have a good story to share about that, send me a message. I'd love to hear from you about it. And if you don't find yourself more patient, try again the next time. It's a practice. Patience is a practice. Okay? Thank you so much. Blessings. Have a beautiful rest of your day. All right. Bye-bye.